Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome, precious one, to this program that is designed with you in mind to cause you to walk in God's supernatural working power and to be established in the Word of God. I want to take you into our program today and get ready to be blessed. Even as we were blessed, you will never be the same.
Now, today's episode.
Open up your Bible, and will you say, "This is my Bible"? It is the Word of God. It has the power to change my life and to give me an inheritance amongst all the saints. I'm not a hearer only, but I'm a doer of the Word. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. We started a journey on hearing the voice of God. We said the voice of God is very important. And for you, a child of God, you need to hear the voice of God continually so that you would accomplish the plans and purposes of God for your life. We want to continue from where we stopped. And today, I want to speak on the voice of God. The voice of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 33. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 33. It says, "Did you ever hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire? As thou hast heard and live." May God bless the reading of His holy word in our hearts. Will you give me an amen? Lift up one hand as a sign of surrender. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's time to declare your word. Your word is already anointed. I ask that you anoint these lips of clay. You grant me utterance and make me a blessing to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this was Moses talking to the children of Israel and asking them, when God gave the Ten Commandments, God spoke through fire on the mountain. And so Moses was asking them, did ever a people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire? But you heard God and you lived. So Moses was talking about they hearing the voice of God. Now, last week we established that for you as a child of God, there is nothing mystical about hearing the voice of God. Because if you are a true child of God, you must be hearing the voice of God. Amen? And it is important as a child of God for you to hear the voice of God for yourself. And not necessarily rely on others to hear the voice of God for you. I'm not saying that God will not use other means to communicate His word to you or His will to you. But there is a place for God using men to speak to you, and there's a place where you hear the voice of God for yourself. Don't replace God using other people to speak to you for the place that God speaks to you personally. Amen? Your amen didn't come. You see, every Christian has a spiritual ear that can hear the voice of God. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches," or says to the churches. So that means that there is an ear and there is an ear. Amen? You have physical ears, but you must hear with your spiritual ears. Amen? Tell somebody, hear with your spiritual ears. So here, Jesus was not saying that the people didn't have ears. But He was saying that if you have an ear, then let your ear hear what God is saying. When you learn to tune and turn your spiritual ear to God, you will hear His voice. Once you learn that. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, it says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book." As we go along, one of the things you must remember is you have to always get a notebook or always have something where what God is saying to you, you write in there. Because God will want to talk to you about your spouse. He wants to talk to you about your children. He wants to talk to you about your children's future. He wants to talk to you. And you must be sensitive to hear what he's saying. But in order for you not to forget, and so that when it comes to pass, you will know that God said it, it is important to write it down. Amen? So he said in Habakkuk, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Now as we go along, we would work that scripture in Habakkuk chapter 2, because in Habakkuk chapter 2, he shows us the process by which God will speak, and then you will write it down and make it plain so that those who run or those who see it may run with it. If you are here with me, give me an amen. The truth of the matter is, as a child of God, the voice of God is what goes with the blessings of God. Say, the voice of God goes with the blessings of God. So the most important thing in your life as a child of God is the voice of God. That is the most important. Because God wants you to win. And if you are going to win, you have to follow his voice. Because when you listen to his voice, he unveils the hidden through his voice or through his word. Amen? If you know God and you walk with God, you are not afraid of the unknown, because it is revealed in his word and God continually quickens it to you. If you are here with me, give me a believing amen. And so the voice of God prepares you for the future, which is unknown outside the revelation of the voice or the word of God. The future is unknown when you go outside the word of God. But by the word of God, you know what the future holds for you. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Every blessing of heaven is received through the word of God. Every blessing. Tell somebody sitting by you, every blessing of heaven is received through the word of God. And so the blessings of God are lubricated through his word or by his word. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Verses 1 and 2. He says, and it shall come to pass. Now listen to the scripture carefully. He says, and it shall come. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 and 2. He says, and it shall come to pass, if you shall diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. If you will listen to the voice of God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. So there are blessings enumerated in Deuteronomy chapter 28 from the verse 3 to 14. And God is saying here, or Moses is saying here, that for those blessings to come upon you and overtake you, you must listen, you must be sensitive to the voice of God. So basically, Moses was saying to the children of Israel that your blessing is equal to how attentive you are to the voice of God. Amen. And that is why this year will be your best year so far. I said that's why this year will be your best year so far. This is one of the subjects I'm not in a hurry to finish. Amen. It may take me a number of weeks, but I'm going to, because by the end of this year, you should be somebody that God is speaking to. You know his plan, you know his purpose. Give him praise, give him thanks, give him praise. Because it is impossible to walk in the real blessings of God without listening to the voice of God. It is impossible. So what I'm going to be doing is to help you understand the voice of God today. Time will not permit me to look at the science and the theology of what voice is like. Because it will be very technical and it will be very theological when we want to get into what all that voice entails. Because there's what they call the science of voice production. And when we talk about voice, we are talking about the larynx, the sound that is produced in the larynx, you know, and you see that, can you put it on the small, I don't know how those are, okay. But this is the larynx. When you breathe and air fills your lungs, that is how you start to talk. That it goes through all this process, subglottis, the glottis, the vocal cord, the supraglottis, the epig, which we call the larynx. And then finally, it produces a sound in your pharynx. And then a sound comes out. Amen. It's... Now, the Bible makes a very profound statement in Psalm 29, verse 3. It says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. You see, the voice of God is not produced like the way the human voice is produced, goes through all those processes. No, sir, no, madam. The human voice needs the human organs. We looked at briefly for the sound to come. It takes that mechanism to produce that sound. But the voice of God, the Bible says, is upon the water. And we are going to work the scripture later on. When we talk about voice, voice is unique. And that is why people can imitate your voice, but they can't get it exactly like yours. Every voice is different. Tell somebody, every voice is different. Because we have unique voices. And so many factors goes into it to make it work. In speech production, there are four processes that the speech comes through before you get it. The speech is initiated at a point. Then there's phonation. Then there's the oral nasal process. And then before you articulate it. And all those things are technical. Amen. If you get my book, Speak Lord, Hearing the Voice of God, I explain it. When you go into scripture, there is what we call the theology of voice. In the theology of voice, you find the Hebrew word, call. The Hebrew word call, which is Q-O-L, appears 506 times in the Bible. And the meaning of that word is sound that is produced by the vocal cords. And this includes the human voice. Like scriptures like Joshua chapter 10 verse 40. It says, and there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Scriptures like 1 Samuel 15 verse 40. It says, and someone said, what do you mean by this bleating of the sheep which I hear in my ears? And the lowing of the oxen which I hear. There was voice. Genesis 4 verse 10, he says, and he said, God said to him, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying unto me. He used voice, the voice of your brother's blood. But I mean, he wasn't talking about vocal cords, but he was using the theological word voice. Amen? And so there's a theology of voice. Amen. Which you and I won't have time to look at. But we want to look at what the voice of God is. What is the voice of God? So let's look at the voice of God and prophecy. When we talk about theology, you know, I said theologically what a voice is. When we talk about, once you say theology, immediately some people shut out. Theology is simply the study of God. Amen? And in the study of God, the word voice is crucial. Very crucial in relating to prophecy. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, God said this to Moses, then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now please let us go 3 days journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice the Lord our God. Now, God was saying that people will listen to your voice because that voice will become the voice of God because I have spoken to you. In Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, He says, so the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you as a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. So God was saying to Moses, Moses, when you speak, it will be my voice. So you will be like God to Pharaoh. Amen. Voice. In the same Exodus 18 verse 19, he says, listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. So this is Jethro talking to Moses. He said, listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. What Jethro was simply saying is that what I am saying is God's counsel to you. Are you here with me? Oh, I said, are you here with me? Talk to me. Are you here with me? Amen. But when you go into scripture, you will notice that God's word or God's voice is sometimes the roar of thunder. God's voice. In Exodus chapter 20 verse 18, when God was giving the Ten Commandments, he says, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountains smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off, and they said unto Moses, speak you with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. The children of Israel, when God began to speak, the mountain began to shake. Fire, thundering. And the people said, no. God, when you speak the way you are speaking, we will die. So God, you let Moses speak to us. And you know, amazingly, that is the same problem we have today. Instead of a lot of Christians learning to hear God for themselves, they prefer other people to speak to them. So today, this morning, if I say I won't preach and I want to walk in the prophetic, you'll be surprised how many people will wish that I will prophesy to them. Amen. You'll be amazed how many people will be scrambling, and some people will go home dejected. What did I do? That asked for me today, the Archbishop didn't. Amen. But that was the setting. So now God said, I am making you a company of priests and kings, and I will dwell amongst you and talk with you. But the people said, no. God, we don't want you to talk to us. We want to hear you. We want to hear what you are saying through the mouth of Moses. And human beings, that's what we have become. Not only Christians. That's why people will go and sit before mojos. And the mojos man will throw some curries on the ground and chew some cola and spit on it. And fetch some, and you see professors and lawyers and engineers and politicians leaking the spit that he makes, because we want to hear, but we don't want to train to hear. By the mercy of God, by the time we clear this series, you won't desire that others will speak it. You want that every day God will speak to you. And God is going to speak to you in your going out and in your coming in. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Because God's voice, so most people associate God's voice with the thundering. And with medium it to be. I remember when I started preaching, some people said, but for a preacher, your voice must be loud. So we get surprised. We come to your meetings and we hear this small voice and miracles are breaking out. They assume that if miracles were going to happen, it should be somebody that made the amibobies. Now, if that were it, then God couldn't use us. Because he takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. He takes the weak things of the world to frustrate the strong. Amen. And that is why God is going to make you hear him clearly. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11. This was after Elijah had been threatened by Jezebel. Elijah ran away. He went to the caves. And 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains. A great and a strong wind shook the mountains. And broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. He was not in it. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. All the powerful things that symbolizes God is speaking. Like happened when the Ten Commandments was given to Moses. He says, but. Now, in English, when we are talking, or there is a sentence, and it says, but. It shows you that all that has preceded, there's something else. Amen. It says, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. You can't miss it. Amen. By the end of this series, you can't miss it. By the end of this series, you will. You know, there are some of us, we are so programmed that when we program our things and God is even speaking, we can't change it. But if the blessing of God is going to come to you, then yes, we all make plans. But when you make the plans, your plan must be subject to God. And so James was saying, when you are talking, don't say tomorrow I will do this. Don't say tomorrow I'll do this. Say that God willing, tomorrow I will do this. Because the master can mess up all your plans. Amen. But if God messes your plan, it makes all the difference. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. To understand the voice of God, you must understand that there are three major voices on earth. I don't want to say five. But, you know, there can be five, but saying three. These three major voices are God, Satan, angels, demons, and man. Now, why I made it three is that God, and then put Satan and the demons in one category, and the angels in one category, and then man in the other category. Are you here with me? So there are three main voices of five on the face of the earth or in our realm here. And there are times the mode of communication of all these spirits are different. Just like I told you. Now, the way man communicates is different. One of the ways that man communicates is like God does. Just one. Amen. With our voice. This one. Just like it is impossible to mimic the voice of anybody, it is impossible to mimic the voice of God. Even the devil cannot mimic the voice of God. He can only falsify the voice of God. He can only falsify. He can't mimic it. When you are a young believer, there are times the devil's voice can be deceiving. But as you grow, you are able to discern clearly. So these three voices, let's quickly look at these three voices. Let's start with the voice of man. The voice of man. You remember that man was created in the image of God and in the likeness of God. And which means that there are some common things about man that God has. Or about God that man has. And one of the things that is common with God and man is the ability to communicate through speech. Amen? The ability to communicate through speech. However, the voice of man is different from the voice of God. Say, the voice of man is different from the voice of God. But man can represent or misrepresent the voice of God. Man can represent or misrepresent the voice of God. So God uses men to speak, like in the case of the prophets and many others in the Bible. God uses men to speak. Then number two, the voice of angels and demons. And I add Satan to this group. There are two types of angels in the universe. Namely, the holy angels and the evil angels or demons or angels of Satan. Some say that Lucifer, you know, when he fell from heaven, came with one third of the angels. Well, the Bible says that Satan fell, and when he fell, in Revelation, the angels with him. And when they came, they assumed a corrupted nature. They assumed a corrupted nature. And because of that, they speak with the same voice. And so in John chapter 8, verse 44, when Jesus was teaching the Jews, he said this to them. John chapter 8, verse 44. Can you put it on the screen for me? Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil. He's been a father of lies." And so Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him." Then he talks about the devil speaking. He says, when he speaks a lie, he is speaking his own language, for he's a liar and the father of it. So Satan is a liar. The difference between the angels of God and the demons is that the demons behave like their father in inverted commas. Not that Satan gave birth to them, no. But because he's their head, they behave like him. Their nature is corrupted like him. And so they try to deceive. They don't tell the truth. But the angels of God speak the truth. Amen. Now, the devil and his angels cannot mimic the voice of God. They can only falsify the voice of God and speak as if they are coming from God. They can't mimic the voice of God. They can only pretend as if they are coming from God. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, are you receiving something? I hope I'm very simple enough. Do you understand? Is it very easy? Because I've broken it down. Because you must. So I'm not in a hurry. Amen. Because I thought today I could take you into that. Still talking about the voice of God. Take you into the 11 things that when the voice of God comes, it will show. If we don't get there, I won't worry. Because I'm not in a hurry. We must break this thing. Amen? Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14, he says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." So he can only pretend that he's an angel of light, but he's not. So God sends his angels with the truth. And the devil also sends his demons with falsehood to lead people astray. So the purpose of this series is to equip you so that you can correctly discern the voice of God from the voice of the devil and his angels or demons. And for me, why the voice of God is very important to me, one of the reasons is because when I got saved, as a young believer, 2 weeks into my salvation, there was this guy who lived close to my house. The devil is a bad devil. The devil saw my star. He saw that God was going to use me, but he didn't. So suddenly this guy befriended me. He said, there is this thing you see in the book of Revelation. You see, the Bible is saying that God, Jesus has a name, and that name is not revealed. But you see, that name has been revealed to some people, and that name is Super Ed. Kale. Hey. So I followed them to their meeting. They were talking Super Ed, Super Ed. Then I came to my pastor. And my pastor, just when I got there, he just liked me because of where I was coming from and the transformation. So I went to him. I said, Pastor, teaching some things, but it's a new, some new realms that it has. So I told him how Jesus' new name that has been revealed is in the so he needs that level, because that's another level. He said, when is the next meeting? I said, tomorrow we have the meeting. He said, okay, I want to go with you. So we went to the meeting. He listened. So when we came back, he said, okay, Charles, see this Bible. There is nothing God wants us to know spiritually that is not here. So if it is not here, God doesn't want us to know. So these things they are teaching, why is it that only a few people know it? Because if God wants us to go into all the world and make everybody his disciples, why is it only a few people, those people in that room, they are the only ones who know it? They should prove that name from the Bible. That was my deliverance. So here was a new convert. I was a new convert. And here was the devil sending his angels. Because he has seen what God was going to do, he wanted to divert the whole thing. Whatever plan the devil has for you, in the name of Jesus, as we deal with this series, may it be frustrated by the power of the Holy Ghost. May every plan of the enemy to confuse you, frustrate you, disorganize you, cause you to miss God's plan and purpose, may it be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. So we've talked about the voice of man. We've talked about the voice of angels and demons and Satan. Now let's quickly touch the voice of God. Because he said there are three main voices on earth here. Psalm 29 verse 3. It says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. You know, you can liken the scripture to Genesis chapter 1. You can see the first time we heard God speak in the Bible, God was speaking on the waters. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit of God brooded upon the surface of the deep, or upon the waters. Amen. And God said, let there be. And there was. So the first time we hear God speak, his voice was upon the waters. Amen. Under the power of God's voice, the darkness was dispelled. And the work of creation commenced. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, Hebrews 11 verse 3, the Bible says, through faith we understand, through faith. So, it's not by human intellect that you are going to understand. That, you see, the world cannot comprehend how God created the world. And so there are times the world makes mistakes. Say, you know, the Big Bang theory. Then something exploded, and the thing that exploded, the Bible says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at yourself. Look look at yourself, even when you think that you don't look good, when your nose is briar like my own, and you stand in the mirror and you look at yourself, look at your eyes, look at your ears, look at your nose, are you not amazed why your nose was not turned upside down? If your nose were turned upside down, if it rained, it would have gone in there. Are you here with me? Are you not amazed why your eyes are not at your heels? Otherwise, every day, sun will go into your eyes. Ah. And they say that it just exploded and it happened. No, there had to be somebody who was in charge, who looked at it and put you together and made sure that you have eyes, and your eyes will be positioned where it is. Your nose will be positioned where it is. Your ears will be positioned where it is. Your feet will walk straight. Can you imagine if your feet were the other way around, you'd be walking like this? Oh, give him praise. Give him praise. Bible says you are. He made sure that the man has shoulders and chest, and then the women had arms that they throw. When they throw it, it's majestic. And when you see them, something is doing you. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. And so the Bible says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It is by faith we are able to comprehend the fact that God spoke and said, let there be, and there was. A power of creation. Amen. So the creative power of God is transported through his voice. Amen. The creative power of God is transported through his voice. The word of God and the voice of God are the same. Word of God and the voice of God are the same. You can't separate God's voice from himself. When you hear the voice of God, you have heard God. And you are going to be hearing God consistently. I'm just preparing you for when we get into the raw practical things. Amen. Voice of God is the voice of truth. And as God is truth, his voice carries the truth to the universe or to the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. It says, but as God is true, our word towards you was not no and yes, or yes and no. No. Our word towards you was yea and amen. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. So it's important to remember that God's voice carries the truth. And any voice that does not carry the truth is not the voice of God. Because the voice and the word of God do the same. And the voice of God, to get it to man, is transmitted through many ways. And that is what we'll be looking at in this series. We'll be looking at how God transmits his word. But I'm going to stop here, and next week we are going to look at, when the word of God comes, what does it do? Because it is important to understand when the word of God comes, what it does. Because if you don't understand when the word of God comes, what it does. For instance, when God's word comes, it doesn't put you in fear. For perfect love has no fear. Amen? It's the devil's word that puts you in fear. And you must, when you have the background of all these things, then you are positioned to walk in the various ways to receive from God. This month and this year, may your ears be able to hear God. May your eyes be able to see what he wants you to see. Bow down your head. Let us pray. You are here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You can't hear the voice of God if you don't know Jesus. You must be introduced to Jesus. You must know Him to hear His voice. My sheep hear my voice. You are here today. You want your sins forgiven. Lift up one hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want God to forgive you your sins. You want to know Him. Lift up one hand. I'm going to pray with you. Want your sins forgiven. Lift up one hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want your sins forgiven. You are here today. You want to be free from every life of sin. Every habit of sin. You have a bad habit. You want to see it broken. Lift up one hand. I'm going to pray with you. If your hand is lifted, will you please stand? If your hand is lifted, please stand. Yes, if your hand is lifted, please stand. If your hand is lifted, please stand. Yes. If your hand is lifted, please stand. Want your sins forgiven? Want to be a new person? Want your sins forgiven? Beth, will you please stand with me? If you lifted up your hand and you stood, take your Bible, your bag, your purse, walk to me in front here. Take your Bible, your bag, your purse, walk to me in front here. You want your sins forgiven. You want to be a new person. You want your sins forgiven. Take your Bible, your bag, your purse. You want to be free from every evil habit. Walk out of your seat. Join me in front here. You want your sins forgiven. Lift up your hand. Will you pray this prayer with me? Will you say, Dear God, forgive me all my sins. Lord Jesus, died for me, rose for me, come into my life, make my life a testimony. Those who know me, thank you, Lord. Answered prayer. Put your hand on your chest. Heavenly Father, I ask that you touch your son. Do what only you can do in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Feel free to get in touch with us on social media and share your story on how God is impacting your life. You can also follow Bishop Charles Asari on Twitter, @BAsInAsari, and like our Facebook page, Bishop Charles Asari. Remember, the Asari is one word and not hyphenated, and look for the name that has a blue tick to show it's verified. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends, loved ones, and families about our podcast on Google Play Store, Podbean, and on iTunes. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.